Over the next week, dance students from all around the state will come to the University of Wyoming to learn from renowned performers as part of the Snowy Range Summer Dance Festival. This year's event will feature dancers from the Lamone Dance Company based in New York City. They will teach throughout the week, then dance a performance at the festival's gala on July 28th. Logan Francis Kruger is a member of and the rehearsal director for the Lamone Dance Company. She told Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard that her history with the company started when she was very young.
I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, studying modern dance from the age of 7, and was really lucky to be introduced to the Lamone Company at the age of 9. I had a student of my teacher who had gone on to join the company, and she brought us up to New York in the summers to train with the company. So I've been doing this work pretty much my whole life, and was lucky enough then to, after college, join the company, and I've been there now for 9 years.
For those who might not be familiar with him, can you tell me a little bit about Jose Limon?
Sure. Jose Limon was born in Culiacan, Mexico in 1908, and his family emigrated to California when he was about 8 years old, fleeing the war in Mexico at the time. And he grew up, his father was a musician, so he was always around music, but he didn't find his way to dance until much later, until he was in his 20s. He actually made his way to New York to try to be a painter. And someone took him to a dance concert, and he was like, oh, that's what I want to do. And started studying dance in his 20s, and then really went on to become one of the greatest male dancers of his time, and incidentally, one of the most important choreographers in the canon of American modern dance. I think there's something about being a fully realized adult by the time you enter into a new craft, that he was able to really bring a lot of himself to it. He knew who he was. He knew these very rich experiences that he already had. So I do think that that informed his choreography, the theater of his choreography.
In your view, what sets the Lamone Dance Company apart from other companies?
I think that the work is unique in its universality. Physically, we work with the ideas of being bound by gravity and resisting gravity, which everyone can relate to. Everyone has to resist gravity to get out of bed in the morning. So there's something that even someone who has no experience dancing can watch and identify with. Also, the humanistic values of the work. We're really watching people explore the human experience and explore their vulnerability, and it's quite beautiful to watch, I think.
What is your role at the Snowy Range Dance Festival?
I will be teaching modern classes, improvisation classes, and also staging a piece of Lamone repertory for some of the students. And then at the end of the festival, myself and 3 other members of the Lamone Company will be performing.
What do you enjoy about working with young dancers?
I love working with young dancers so much, mostly because I think they're not set in their ways yet, and they're able to explore and take risks and try something new without feeling like, oh, I can't do that. Someone told me once I should never move my head that way. You know, they're much more willing to explore and try new ideas.
You mentioned about young dancers sort of being malleable.
Yes.
Right. In what ways do you think that's important in the dance world specifically?
I think generally choreographers and directors are looking for dancers who are open to taking risks. That is what is exciting to watch on stage. At the end of the day, you can be really safe and execute your movements, but the audience gets a thrill from watching someone take a chance.
The Summer Dance Festival takes place July 18th through the 28th. What all will the students be doing?
They will be dancing their little hearts out. they'll be taking a ton of classes of all different varieties, right? From ballet to point to jazz to modern, exploring some improvisation and composition and learning rep or learning new pieces of choreography that are being made on them while they're here.
Can you tell me a little bit about what's going to be featured in the gala performance of the Limón Dance Company on July 28th?
Yes. So you will see some of the students from the University of Wyoming performing a suite from A Choreographic Offering, which is a dance that Limón choreographed, and a new piece by one of our company members, Jesse Obremski. And additionally, you will see the Limón Company performing a work called The Moor's Pavon, which is one of Limón's masterpieces, and it's a classic. It's an incredible dance. And a solo called Chacon, which will actually be danced by three people. So a solo for three.
As both the rehearsal director and as a dancer, what are you most looking forward to during the festival?
I'm really looking forward to staging this piece of rep on some of the students of the festival. I love sharing the legacy of this work with other dancers because it means so much to me, and it has really influenced me not only as a dancer but as a human and the way that I look at the world. And so to be able to share that with people and pass that on is really a gift.
Logan Francis Kruger is a member and the rehearsal director of the Limón Dance Company. Logan, thank you so much.
Thank you.